Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X.
A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the past for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Progenitors of humanity, they named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly sing in tribute. That it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone, who faced down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who help us to know that we are part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to show the same stands on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, and Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Darius Jabril, and you are listening to The Narrative. I'd like to thank Dr. Oba D.K. Kamau for providing us with that song and giving me the permission to play it, play his music. A lot of people, especially if you live in the Houston area, you may know of him because he, back in the 80s, he had a show called, entitled, Afrocentric Reality. Then, in the 90s, I know he had a show called Self-Determination. And Doc is a well-known librarian there at Texas Southern University. So he's definitely a man is very steeped in when it comes to research, and he loves our people. So that's why he devoted his time at the historic KPFT radio here on the Pacifica network here in Houston. So, you know, I want to thank my brother for providing that to us every week. That way we can pay homage to the names of our ancestors that have helped to get us to the point where we are today. And I'd like to say happy Memorial Day, since this is what's readily known, Memorial Day weekend, as a time commemorating the fallen soldiers. However, you know, I'm going to go right into our newsletter because we have a guest that's going to be on the show with us today. And Brother Vincent, some of you may have heard of him, but me and Brother Vincent talked this weekend, this Friday, I believe it was. And I'm going to let everybody know that we are going to start kicking off. We're in the early stages right now putting together the Coon Fodder Coon Network, Be And It Is Network, to where we're going to start networking with other podcasters across the country. And we're going to also set up a network. And so, therefore, the whole goal is to get awareness of all of our podcasters that are out there who are within the nation. And we wanna set it up as a one stop shop, so to speak. However, we have a lot of shows out there we may not be able to get, especially like through this particular group of shows that we're proposing within this particular platform. However, we want to link up with others who have other platforms that they also using in order to get the word out of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the wisdom, the great wisdom that is found within our nation. So, you know, I'm going to give everybody more information on that as we are formulating it right now. And I'm going to start with our newsletter, and then we're going to go to our guest, Brother Vincent, and pull in our brother who's with us every week, Brother Wiley Muhammad. All right. Newsletter 66, Character Builders. The last weekend in the month of May marks what is called the Memorial Day weekend. The question before us today is, how did a designated day become an entire weekend? We must look at the root of all things today, because there are two fires raging in America and the world today, burning on two fronts. It is important to say that these two fires are controlled fires. It is known as a spiritual fire and a physical fire. The spiritual fire has an accelerant named truth that only a supreme being with a superior truth could spark. This high level of truth fire is burning up the lies that have been hidden within the memory cells of every person on this planet. This spiritual fire is burning up all the memory cells tainted with the lies and deceptions that is colored well decorated lies. They are well decorated lies. The physical fire is destroying all of the well-hidden lies by destroying the physical presence of the physical embodiment that houses the decorated lies. Memorial Day is a decorated lie taken by the racists in 1865 after witnessing the black people paying homage to all of the black soldiers in Charleston, South Carolina, known as Declaration Day. Think about this. Before Declaration Day was witnessed and taken by white racists they never had a day acknowledging their fallen soldiers. Here again, black people teaching white people the meaning of civilization. Before Declaration Day started, what were the so-called civilized white people doing for the fallen soldiers before they took the idea for a national holiday? I'll tell you. Prayers was offered. Tears were shed. Food was cooked. People were buried. Now get back out there, boy, because our way of life, and matter of fact, let's do this in a southern twang. Get back out there, boy, because our way of life is being threatened because the North want to take those damn Yankees. They want to take away slavery, which was nothing but physical labor for industrious machinery and labor, because in the South, we're too damn stupid to understand that human ingenuity continues to evolve with greater levels of understanding and need. As it was during the times of the Civil War, the nation was polarized, and today in 2021, America has proven that they have not learned the lessons of history, only to find the same social wars of the 1800s is still continuing on. I want to say thank you, so-called freed black people, for teaching white America the meaning of civilization. Happy Declaration Day to all of the fallen soldiers. That's the newsletter for May the 30th, 2021, Memorial Day weekend. All right, let me get in my co-host today. Okay, let's see, he's coming up. All right, Brother Waleed Muhammad, you here with me, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, all right, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, let me see if I get my other co-host up here today who is joining us today. Brother Vincent, are you here?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, brother. Wa alaikum salam. Glad to have you on, man. Yeah, and Brother Wiley here, you two already know each other. I contacted Brother Vincent after I heard the show where he invited Brother Wiley, our co-host, onto his show. And Brother, could you share with our audience your show and what is it about?
Pig Radio is the title of the show. And Verbal Pig Radio, where we say we give you a verbal image of life. You know, actually, we describe in everyday people views of life. You know, I got that idea from actually when Trump was running for presidency, right? And
right.
They were saying that they put out these polls on what the American people think. So I was talking to my people, and they were like, well, no one contacted me or asked me what I thought, and when I say people, before it's black people, right? So I said, well,
right.
You know, since we are in this society, are they saying that our opinions and our viewpoints don't matter? They just going to take the viewpoints and opinions of white people and say that's what America wants? So we started a platform for black people, everyday people on Verbal Pig Radio, to tell their opinions and their thoughts on how they view how society should be, because here we've been here longer than anybody.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yes, sir. And brother, what we're definitely going to talk today, and in the future, you and I, we're going to be talking off air too, because as I stated to the group, to the audience, that we're going to be moving the narrative into a network, and the network is going to be called the Coon Fodder Coon Network, be and it is. And it will consist of, hopefully, brother, we'll have your show on that network and others, and because it is time, man, it's far past the time that all of us who have programs be able to combine those programs up, and it'd be just like one shot network, you know, because you have one of the popular ones, you got the iHeart Radio Network, and others. So, you know, why shouldn't we have ours? And we teach the supreme wisdom of God. So yes, we have to have our own network. Yes, sir. So, yes, Brother Wiley, before we get started, is it something you want to add to the newsletter that you just heard, that I just read, and you too as well, Brother Vince?
Not at this time, brother. We're going to, is it any particular aspect of the newsletter you would like for me to speak on?
Well, brother, okay. It's just for you, just, you know, share your thoughts, whatever you thought about, what was being, you know, being said, to kind of just add just a little clarification or whatever it is you like, that's all. Because we are in the so-called Memorial Day, weekend, and yeah, go ahead, bro.
I will say this. This is it's a day to honor soldiers.
Right.
And that's a day to honor soldiers. And a lot of times, when we have not been in battle of that type, say, we really don't really know how to appreciate that day. It's a shame, first of all, that it's a day, but at the same time, it is appreciated. War, brother. War. Everybody can't do that. And when you're talking about soldiering up, bro, and what soldiers go through in war, brother, it is something that should be always honored by all nations. The respect for the ones who fight and die to defend their nation, whatever be the standard by which that nation lives. I guess you might say I've soldiered in America's Army,
right,
and as well as the nation. And I'm telling you, brother, that's another world. That's a world of its own. If you notice, that's why the military is pretty much have its own everything.
Right.
It's laws, rules, regulations. Everything, and it's neutral when it comes to politics.
Sure is.
Yes. It's to be a soldier. You know, it's a great thing. It's to be a soldier. people just say, really don't know how to really appreciate that. And so it's good that they give a day for it. I'm not going to argue the point over who created it, who started it. It really, to me, don't matter. I understand America and what capitalism is all about and the American life. And it's a good thing that they learned from us. Let me say this. It's a good thing that they learned from us how to honor their soldiers.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's the reason why I definitely decided to write on it this week. Because they still run around here talking about how, you know, they still finding out new things about us. And there's nothing wrong with pointing out the obvious. You know, I mean, because you still got people talking about, oh, man, I never knew that. I never heard that before. You know that it was black people that the races really at that time had observed that our people were honoring the black soldiers because they were not being honored at all. See, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did tell us all that history would best reward our research, and then since we live in a time period, especially in a state now, to where in the state of Texas, the governor and the boys up there in Austin, they're talking about altering out history and changing it. Well, a lot of people are learning a lot of things that our people have done. So, you know, this is just another aspect to show that the new world is being pushed in. Because people need to know about themselves and their origin and where they come from. So, Brother Vince, you have anything you want to add to that, brother?
Well, yes, sir, because, you know, first of all, I'd like to say, man, I'm so honored to be on this panel with great minds and speaking with Brother Wally the other day, you know, opened up my eyes to a lot of things, brother. But I do know that there's different facets of war. And one is propaganda. And they put so much negative propaganda upon us first to where we believe the propaganda. It's like me and my brother Marcus Moore was talking earlier on how it's almost like slavery in the sense that now that it's over, we compare that to an actor, you know, to where they get caught up in the character role. The time is up, but you can't come out of character. And it's like we as a people is ended, but we got to change our mindset to come up out of the character role that we've been playing in and to say, you know, we know the Bible said that there'll always be wars and rumors of wars, but, yeah, when you got this made man on the planet, it's going to always be wars and rumors of wars.
You know, right.
Dealing with him. But that's why the show, that we got to create our own narrative, as the show is called, The Narrative, because he don't think that we smart enough to figure out his game and then reverse it. So he'll come with the propaganda, and then he'll get one from among us to go out and represent that propaganda, one that's influential, and hoping that the people will follow that lead, and then that becomes the new characteristic of the black man. That's why, especially Brother Wally was saying the other day, and I'm so grateful that Master Rahab Muhammad came with that knowledge to knock that out, give us something we can fight with.
Right. And that's the reason why the show today is called Waking Up the Mind of a Sleeping God. And you laid it out too, brother, because that's what it is. It's a constant war going on inside of us, especially in our thoughts. And Brother Wiley on a previous show made mention about dualities. And I mean, man, that's what's raging on, man. We are so held back. We really self-sabotage our own development in a lot of ways. Out of fear. Fear is definitely a factor. It's always have been a factor that kind of keeps us away from going into the best part of ourselves. Or you got some people, they just so hesitant, and then they want to worry about what white people going to think, what other people going to think about us trying to build something for ourselves or make something for our, you know, out of ourselves. So you know, we want to talk about that, and I'm glad you brought up Master Farah Muhammad, because in looking at this subject, I went to the Supreme Wisdom, and the Supreme Wisdom it speaks about planet and its formation. It says that planets are something that is made or grown from the very beginning. If this is the case, what about the potential man growing into godhood? Can a man or woman grow to be God? Of course they can. However, they need to be made and grown from the very beginning. Your insights into that, Brother Wiley?
Well,
how do we become man? How do we become God?
Yes. How do we become God? Well, first of all, the potential exists. And you realize that God in itself is just a title. It's just a title that is attributed. That's why it is said Allah has these attributes. It is titles that is attributed by others. To the one that they recognize is supreme according to all of those attributes that he has. That simply needs to be understood. You don't see God putting a whole lot of titles on himself. This is others who do that. God is concerned. God's concern is what he wills and getting it done. What he wills and getting it done. That's why I told you last week, brother, I'm not trying to be good. If you get caught into extremes, you will be constantly in war, and you will be in war with yourself because that's where it's going on at. And in that war, you're dealing with God and the devil. And you can't get out of six fighting like that. Going into, let's say, getting out of six requires an understanding of supreme wisdom and knowledge. That has already been given to us. You understand that. See? And that's why you can have knowledge, but if you don't have the understanding of it, you have no wisdom. Because understanding of knowledge and how to apply it is what wisdom is.
That's what produces
wisdom
it.
Wisdom is the power and force needed to work, to move things, to cause things to change. And we oftentimes think we have supreme wisdom, and we can't change our condition.
Right.
What is that saying? And that's being what my young brothers say today. That's keeping it 100. If you got supreme wisdom, then How can the devil stop you? He can't.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have the wisdom to be able to do so. He don't have the knowledge to be able to do so. So he can't
right.
stop you. So that's one thing that needs to be truly understood. He can't, you know, it'd be kind of difficult to believe in a God that the devil could stop, that the devil could inhibit his will from being done.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Master Farah
well, yeah.
Muhammad, the one that we recognize as Allah in person, brother, that's a powerful statement. He is all
mm-hmm.
wise and does everything right and exact.
And exact.
And you're talking about being good. You're talking about another extreme. We have seen the ends of both extremes, positive and
mm-hmm.
negative. That's
right.
what the coming of Master Farah Muhammad represents. He is the one that balances both. Neither
mm-hmm.
one control him. He is master of them both. We done seen
right.
the end. Have we not got to the 6,000 years that the devil was given? He manifested the other extreme.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have a choice, and that's why it was written in Muhammad's Temple of Islam. Which one will survive the war of Armageddon? Which? That's a question. This is about
mm-hmm.
balance. That's why the devil
right.
can't make it. He represents an extreme.
Right.
That's why the original people can't get themselves out of the situation they're in. They represent an extreme.
Mm-hmm.
The only one has the power to do that is the balanced one. We've never
yes.
experienced that before. He makes all
yes.
things new. With him come the beginning of balance.
That's
I
right.
don't use my right hand. Why the hell you
mm-hmm.
think I got the left one there?
Yep. Yep.
I use them both, and they both
yep.
function according to my will. They don't function
That's
on
right.
their own by themselves. Function according to my own will. There's
mm-hmm.
wisdom in this.
That's
we
right.
just need to understand it.
Yes, sir. And that's important to say that they both function at your own will. This is what this show is going to drive towards. Before we finish it this afternoon, this is where we're driving towards. Okay, brother, you want to add something on what Brother Wiley just said?
Well, brother
Vincent?
Yes, sir. When you were telling me on the topic, something came to me that I wanted to look
mm-hmm.
into that I felt like we may have been missing out the importance of the study of melanin. And I
mm-hmm.
know that was the study of, that's chemistry with the study of melanin, right? So I'm looking
yes,
at
sir.
The
Go
components
ahead.
Of, and I was looking at the components of melanin, and it's carbon 18, hydrogen 10, nitrogen 2, and oxygen 4. Melanin is the oldest substance known to man, and it communicates with each other. And it seems as
mm-hmm.
that it's a key, the essence of it, it's alive. It's a source that if we tap into along with the knowledge, we're unlocking so much of our potential. They got it on the market that melanin is worth 10 times more than gold. That we walk around carrying in our body. Meaning we are so valuable as a people that if the 85 understood who they are, then they take off that down, that depression that we was taught to always be in pain, knowledge of self to where you should study who you are so you can build forth and create, as Brother Waleed was saying, the environment needed to be to not only for ourselves but to protect the woman, the female as well. But mm-hmm. I think, and I could be wrong though, but I think that when the messenger said that he knows all about us, he knew all the key important elements of us, and he figured out a way to make us deny ourselves. And so each one, or the duty of a civilized man is to teach the uncivilized, then every aspect counts. So I believe that value of understanding, and it's a deeper science, melanin is a science that to be understood and shared with the people to give them. It's like when Moses put the harness on the caveman.
Uh-huh.
I think that understanding the value or that melanin would be similar to putting it to standing us back upright and take pride in, because, you know, he said the Caucasian, of course he gonna say have negative connotations dealing with black. Hell, I look good. With what they said before anything was, Sambo was the name of a god, he turned that into somebody. But that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
That's his job. He owned his job. And then it's us with supreme wisdom. He can't defeat us. How a lie going to defeat supreme wisdom? You know, it seems like we're just downtrodden and need that harness on our back to raise us up to a civilized or back to a righteous Muslim.
Yes, sir.
You know, in my honest opinion, brother.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna I'm glad you brought that up about melanin. I'm gonna do a show on that. And because there's a scientist, brother. You don't even hear brother nowadays, but this brother, he comes from out of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's group, and he did a science, a complete science. That was his whole study, was on melanin. And I gotta find out what our brother's name is, and once I find out what his name is, because I haven't heard him in so long. I'm gonna try to, if brother is still with us, I'm gonna try to find a way to have him to come on the program, and share with the audience his research. I mean, it was definitely a massive research that this brother have done, and evidently it must was a very very insightful type research to where, man, they want to push the brother's name underground. So, because I can't even remember brother's name. So I'm going to find that information. So narrative audience, be on the lookout. We're going to have that show coming up soon, especially within the new network. Because there's so many of us within the nation, man, that have so much to offer to I don't need to go outside of this nation to go pull up experts. We have it within, and this is what this whole network is going to be about. So, you know, brother Wiley, you want to add something to what brother was just saying before I move on to the next segment?
Well, I would like to say this much, you know, when you're talking about melanin from the perspective that brother was talking about it. When you get to the root, you're talking about elements combining to form mm-hmm. compounds and molecules and produce something from that name, melanin. So
right.
at one time, we had the knowledge where we could manipulate atoms according to mm-hmm. our will.
Right.
How do you think all of these other things came about that is attributed to Allah's will and power?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
That would mean that if he created it, right,
mm-hmm.
and we know what its components are, right, we're
right.
talking
mm-hmm.
about atomic structures, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Then someone had to be wise enough to know how to manipulate atoms in order mm-hmm. to form what they will. See, these,
right.
this, what I'm saying is potential. It's potential now because this knowledge is lost from us. What I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
Master Farhad Muhammad, is the Allah today that has this knowledge.
Right.
And when we began to study the wisdom of Master Farhad Muhammad, it wakes this knowledge up in us.
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
is, yes, it does. That is the nature of it. And that deals, well, we're into the science now.
Oh, yeah,
into
where we
the science now. This is the effect of receiving the word.
Exactly.
See, we're talking about electrochemical.
Mm-hmm.
We're receiving the word of God. I've said before, you need to understand the power of God is in the word of God. I'm going to say that again.
Right.
The power of God is in the word of God. So
mm-hmm.
when we hear it, we receive it. We have receptors for it. Listen, we have receptors for it. And these receptor proteins, you're hearing a lot of science math because it's discussed regarding COVID, right? So you get a chance
mm-hmm.
to hear a lot of science. And so you might hear something like, receptor protein. Well,
right.
when we open and receive the word, it sets off in us a reaction.
Come on.
And when it sets off in us this reaction, the word comes in. It sets it off. When it sets it off, the long term is this, without going through a whole chemical phase of what goes on. Today, in today's science, they are discussing this, and they are using such terminology as epigenetics. And when you study epigenetics, a new science, then you find
mm-hmm.
that it's something above the genes that has the power, the genes, by affecting the protein that determines what is made for the cell in the body.
Mm-hmm.
By reading the blueprint, or book that is within the genes.
Right.
And organizing it according to the will of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And producing in the body another protein that was willed by the one who spoke the word.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Because the power of the one is in the word. And see, the
That's
beast
right.
study these things. We play him short. That is foolish on our behalf, but it's ignorant
mm-hmm.
too, because We're just waking up to the knowledge, and he has been studying it for years. You got to understand something about the making of the beast by us. We brought him forth. There are things we have to see and know in order to do that. And what we know, they make you think that the genetic engineering and all of this, they make you think they just discovered this, and they are the source of that study, that science. No.
Right.
That came from us. Now, the new science that they're studying, when they're studying epigenetics, they're studying an influence that is above the gene. The gene is not activated itself. Oh, no, it don't have that ability. The protein is activated. That's what moves, and that's what causes human movement. It caused the movement of all life. And that particular protein is influenced by that word. And when it goes to your gene to read the book, it has the ability to organize it, the blueprint that determines whatever be made. It arranges it in an order according to what commanded it and produces another of itself, which enters your cell.
That's where it's going. Yep.
Changes everything. And when you realize the study of this science, then you begin to understand how Allah can impact us with his word. You can understand that just like the first one in the beginning. He know what the first one did in the beginning to do what he did. So teaches the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He can use any of it that he wants because he has his book. He has the book, so teaches the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, of the first one. And he has his own book.
Come on.
That's why he is recognized as the greatest.
The balanced one. Come on.
He is the balanced one. You can't think in balance unless, listen, you cannot think balanced without his input. Balance has never been known in the universe before. It has always been duality.
Right.
That's why they tell you yin and yang, God and the devil, whatever you want to refer to it. There's always a rotation of power. There's always a rotation of power. This one ruled for a while, then this one rules for a while. This one rules for a while, then this one rules for a while. It's always a rotation. What do the Quran say about day and night?
It's alteration.
And this is signs. Signs for men who believe. But what do you understand that? Light for a while, darkness for a while. Here we talking about a God that can command that. You ain't seen no God could do that before. He brings in a totally new order. Now I'm going to leave that
there. That's right. Exactly right. Cause brother, you really shooting this into another whole nother different dynamic when you talk about the epic. How you say that again? Epic genetics.
Epigenetics.
Yeah,
which
epigenetic.
Epi is above. This is something that is above the gene.
Mm-hmm.
Genes embody nothing but the blueprint.
Right.
They can be engineered. And this is what
when you listen,
what I'm saying is this. The messenger told us that God would allow the beast to peep into a little of his wisdom before he destroyed it. And so the beast is taking a peep into a little of the God's wisdom before he is removed. It's nothing personal. You got to understand, it's nothing personal. God is not running around here hating on the beast and dealing with all that kind of stuff like we do, who are not mature yet within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're not calling him, God not calling him a name. He's calling him simply what he is.
Right, right.
He's not into the, he just, and he's removing him because it's time for him to go. I don't know why, well, I do know why I'm lying now. I shouldn't say that. His removal is not going to be MGM, Metro Golden Mare, Paramount, none of that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be very, very natural. So if everybody looked to see blazing in the sky,
you think
like that because you're still rooted in six, and this is the time of seven.
Right, right. Exactly
so
right.
So you see all of these things and just like they're science fiction movies. No, it ain't going to be like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be very natural. That's why it takes 310 years. Huh?
Uh-huh.
310 years. I mean, 390 years to burn him, for the fire to burn, and 610 for it to cool off.
To cool off, yes.
Because he's destroying everything, as the scriptures say, leaving it root nor branch.
Nor branch.
You won't even have a memory of his existence. Because as the scriptures say, two gods can't rule at the same time. And for you to have a memory of him means that would be some part of your mind the God didn't occupy. And that is totally impossible for one who has submitted to the God. He totally occupied his whole mind.
Right. Because it was stated that he intends to burn up the very very atoms within this, especially in this area. I do remember that. He say the very atom he's going to burn.
Well, he's going to set fire to the atmosphere. He's going to set it on fire.
Exactly. Yep. No doubt about that.
Well, I don't want to get
brother.
Go ahead.
No,
brother. I just got a little, wide into the words, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's the whole key. That's why we do these subjects, to pull it out of, to draw it out of us. Because this is what this subject is about the drawing out. you know, and I like that you threw that in about the epigenetics genetics, because I'm looking at it. It's referring to, let's say, environmental exposures, and then it leads down to health effects. And then I'm looking at where it says on the genetics part, it talks about paths A, path B, path C, and path D, right? So path, the way they got it on a little structure here, it says that genetics, which is path A and path B, it speaks about the genetic makeup. That's A, right, brother? And then it says it's let's see, high to low susceptibility, no, genetic makeup, how to low susceptibility, transmitted transgenerically, and then it say path B, which is DNA damage mutation, highly persistent, plus it says transmitted transgenerationally, and then it goes into epigenetics, right? And then it says path C is the epigenetic makeup.
Let me say this, brother. We are talking to a lot of people, brother, and this is a scientific subject. And I know we want the people to be very clear. Very clear. The word
They can
go take the word and they can look it up and they can study it and get a knowledge of it. You don't have to explain it to them.
Well, I know my audience. Put it that way.
Okay.
And most of these folks that listen to this, that's what they do. They constantly go. They heard this and they're gonna go and start drawing from it.
Well,
so you got scientists, you got all kinds of people, doctors, people that's in genetics, they listen to this program. So that's why, you know, I want to kind of make it clarify for myself, because that's why I'm looking at, because, you know, that's my first time actually hearing the name.
Yep. Well, it's And they are doctors.
Oh yeah, you got them out there.
The doctors. Yeah. Let me say this here. The doctors may be slow on this point. And what I said, the scientists are not slow on it, but the doctors, mm-hmm. the medical field, may be slow on this, because you have to understand it took a while to even get accepted.
Mm-hmm.
To get even, because they were not taught in the medical issued book about this. This is a new science. Mm-hmm. You see? So the doctors may be slow on this point, but the scientists are not. So I just wanted to clarify that. A lot of doctors don't know. They have not studied that science. There are things that the doctors don't know, as simple as proper diet, that can be utilized to heal the sick and the ill and the disease, because you're dealing with chemicals there too. The doctors are not aware of a lot of things, but the scientists are. And this is, let me say this, pray Allah that more of the parents of our children encourage their children to pursue such fields as technology, science, mathematics, etc. Because of where we are right now in the scheme of things, the only somebody can get us out is God. We are so far behind. Let me say, we are so far behind this devil, until, like, looking at the crudest living people, on the planet, and looking at people who are traveling space. That's how far we behind, because of the impact of slavery upon us. Brother, we are still looking for jobs. We are still looking to be provided for by our enemies. When you have to get an appreciation of this. We're still looking to be taken care of by our enemy. As the brothers in the nation would teach, when he provides his budget, his yearly budget, he has to include care for us. We are so far behind. Again, Listen at what I'm saying. We are supposed to have supreme wisdom. And that is a term that really we should not use until we reflect that in our deeds and actions. Because
yes, sir,
it makes
that's
us
right.
look
my
really unintelligent.
Yes. It's definitely
so
my language there. Mm-hmm.
Supreme wisdom is saying this wisdom is above all other.
Right.
All
right.
And if you
that's
have
right.
supreme wisdom, brother, surely you can make a job for yourself. If you have supreme wisdom, there is no bind that you can be locked in. If you have supreme wisdom, you cannot be bound.
Right.
Not by this world. If you have supreme wisdom, you're saying your wisdom is above all that the devil got. And if your wisdom is above all that the devil got, what is that saying about you? What is
right.
that saying about you? What is it calling you? So
mm-hmm.
you have to ask the question of, do you really have supreme wisdom, or have you just
right.
been exposed to a knowledge that has the capacity to give you free supreme wisdom should you make it your study of the day?
Right. All right. And brothers and sisters, let's see, we have reached the top of the hour. When we come back from break, the call-in number is 914-205-5519. That's 914-205-5519. If you're listening to us by telephone, if you press the number 1, that will put you in the host queue. And when we come back, we're going to probably take your calls. And we're also going to go into more on this waking up the mind of a sleeping God, because, like I said at the beginning, that it really piqued my interest where in speaking on the planet. So I was looking at that, and I was saying, well, you know, if we look at the planet in its formation, then how is it? And so I was attaching it to how do we grow back into Godhood, especially since you have been made dead the way we are, because in the brief description of the show, it says, how do you wake up the mind of a God that's been asleep for 50,000 years? Is there a method that can be used to awaken a God who has been deadened to his and her own existence? You know, so let's explore this important aspect of the black experiences in changing of the old world and the present world into the new and never-ending world that will last for trillions of years to come. So as I take this quick break, we'll return back, and then we'll go into that. I'm going to play Brother Baba Doc, Dr. OBTK Kamal, right back.
Myself better now, and it is indeed a refreshing revelation. My history did not begin in 1619, and I have not been slave, indentured servant, tenant farmer, or second-class citizen all my life. I have learned that the blood of kings runs through me. I found that I created universities, libraries. I taught the Greek philosophers and built the pyramids. I harnessed fire and am the base color the rainbow evolved from. I am beginning to know myself better now, and life is like an electric shock, a charge. I have a land, a great land, rich and full and fertile,
furthering minerals, diamonds, gold, oil, and food. I am beginning to know myself better now and have admired me from afar. I long to become what I was so I won't have to be what I am. I strive to become what I was so I won't have to be what I am. 'Cause I am what I was and have been that all the time and am just beginning to know it. 'Cause I am what I was and have been that all the time and am just beginning to know it.
Just beginning to know it. Brothers and sisters, we're back. Let's see, I want to go here where I started off. Okay, let's see if I put my notes back up. All right, here we go. All right. Remember at the beginning of the show, I said these words, the supreme wisdom speaks of planets as made or grown from the beginning. If this is the case, what about a potential man growing into godhood? Can a man or woman grow to be God? Of course they can. However, they need to be made and grown from the very beginning. Now, when I came across that what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in his answer and Master Farad Muhammad's questions in the Supreme Wisdom to him. And that really sticks out to me when it talks about that planets are made and grown from the very beginning. So I was saying, well, what about God? So this is what I looked at. I started to go through step by steps on how planets a form. Like the first step, you know, there must be a spark of fire to start the process, which is a revolution of gas, heat, and radiated dust. Gas, heat, and radiated dust. Okay, hold on, wait a minute. Let me open my co-host's mics up again. Thought I had them open. Okay. Yeah, okay, I got them open now. All right, yeah. And that's step one. Okay, step two, motion. Step three, the rotation of drawing in all the materials that's within the newly formed planet's orbit. It is important to point out that the materials to make the planets are already present in its own foundational orbit. Step four, as the rotation of the spin intensifies, combining elements to produce fire, and at its core of the planet, fire is used to help in the building and the formation process. And then, like I say, we being scientists today here. You know, we talking science. How so? It's because fire helps to dry that which is wet. Notice how the mantle of the earth is a hardening covering that is forming formed as a second layer in the production of the plant in the beginning stages of the formation. It must be said that each star, and I love the term that's being push today on here is potential. Each star has the potential to become a planet. But that's another show entirely. We're going to talk about that in future shows. In step five, just from what I've been observing, you know, more layers are being added due to the constant pull of the motion and heat and radiated dust and condensation. But science say that. But in science, they say that the Earth only has four layers, and that is the inner core, the outer core, the mantle, and the crust. However, there is an additional layer that science just don't want to talk about. They know it exists, but they don't speak of it as being another layer to the planet. But the Quran does, because the Quran speaks of the atmosphere of the earth as a design, which makes the oxygen and the gases of the planet key players in the sustaining of the physical life. So I looked at that. I looked at the way the planet. I said, okay, well, let me see if I can pair this with the making and the growing of a God from the beginning. So I want to start from here, and I'm going to ask the panel, what is spirit? Panel, what is your definition of a spirit, of what spirit is? Brother Wally?
Of what spirit is?
Yes. What's your definition or even example of what spirit is?
It's just a force that you cannot see, a force believed. Listen, a force believed or a believed force is better, that you cannot see with your naked eye.
Mm.
So you
yes,
refer
sir.
To it as spirit.
Yes, sir. I like that. I'm glad you threw that term force in there, because that's definitely what I'm gonna be driving at. And brother Vincent, what's your idea or definition of what spirit is?
Well, my idea comes from Mr. Farrakhan when he stated compared it to electricity. You see the lights
yes,
on, but you don't see the electricity that's causing the light to be on. But you see the light is on. And I was the
best yes,
that I could understand electricity, you know, within man. And also, I believe that spirit that Allah's breath that he breathed into man turned on that spirit within man. And to
mm-hmm.
the planet, when you're speaking upon the planet, those same process of the planet is real similar to the same process of making man. Man has
mm-hmm.
fire within him. You know, the same, the baby in the womb is rotating, calling what it needs to itself to become whole. So, yeah, I guess, okay, so as they say, as above, so below, you know, we are, and some do consider man as its own planet, you know. And if you are, consider yourself as a planet, are you the type of planet that's inviting to others? Or, you know, are you a healthy planet or a sickly planet,
right.
a dying planet? You know, that goes back into the mind of man, or man is mind. And
right,
as brother,
right.
when I was listening to Brother Wally, brother was saying something so profound about the supreme wisdom. With I mean, just imagine if we understand. I mean, those that don't understand it to the fullest would create thoughts from the mind of that supreme wisdom as your thoughts travel to go produce what would be produced out of a mind that understood the supreme wisdom would be so mathematically advanced, similar to the pyramids, to where people, they couldn't, they would never catch up or understand what we created out of the mind of the supreme wisdom with all the components and elements that's inside of us as beings. We would produce something so profound, so mathematically profound out of that, even if it's a structure even if it's a community, an environment, it'll be something that Jakku made man couldn't contend with. And it was like that at one point, but, you know, he would come around and study every aspect of us and find some that would give hints of secrets and whatnot, and he'd come in and take it over. You know, that's what happened in the past. You know, I was speaking to a brother the other day. Wow, man, you know, we changed. I remember when I was younger seeing the Vietnam vet doing different handshakes, right? And as soon
right.
as the Caucasian caught on and tried to do the handshake, they switched to something else. Kept switching, kept moving
yeah.
it. Kept, you know what I mean? Like this hour,
yeah,
man. Why
yeah.
y'all always coming in trying to get into our thing, and but they learn it and they take it over, and then as in time moves forward, they'll say, well, now all of a sudden, as you were saying, brother, Eminem would be the greatest rapper alive. Now it's said Kenny G running jazz, you know, and we sitting there talking about what we used to have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, and both of you brothers, man, y'all laid out exactly what spirit is, man. It is definitely force and power. I'm going to pull from the Kabbalion right now. You know, and what it speaks on, because there's a section in the Kabbalion book where it speaks about the mental universe. And it says that the universe is mental, held in the mind of the all. The all is spirit, but what is spirit? Question cannot be answered for the reason that its definition is practically that of the all, which cannot be explained or defined. Now, what trips me out is that when this book was written, it's been written back in the early 1900s. But see, we had a man that came to us in 1930. He was already in and out of the country for 20 years, from what the history tells us about Master Farad Muhammad. But he made himself known in 1930. Okay, and according to the writers here, they saying that this can't be explained, but just us three who don't have all these big old degrees that people have and that probably run up in these spheres, we just gave a good example of what spirit is. And then but they go on to say this. They say spirit is simply a name that men give to the highest conception of infinite living mind. It means the real essence. It means living mind, as much superior to life and mind as we know them, as the latter are superior to mechanical energy and matter. Spirit transcends our understanding, and we use the term merely that we think or speak of the all. For the purposes of thought and understanding, we are justified in thinking of spirit as infinite living mind, at the same time acknowledging that we cannot fully understand it. Not something
well,
coming
can
on
I
after Farad Muhammad. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Can I comment?
Yes, sir,
the
go
Honorable
ahead.
Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this: God is not a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God is a man,
right.
A black man. He is not a spirit. He is a black man. Again, back what I said earlier, we know so little of ourselves as originally we were, that with the mind we have, there are many things that is difficult for us to comprehend. But this is, now I want to say but, I don't want to say that. This is why it was necessary for us to be changed, because what the devil made us over a period of time, he made us himself. The Negro is a made devil. That's why his behavior is the way it is.
Right.
So what I'm saying, brother, it's like you read the scripture, and it says what? You must be made new.
Right.
Why would you be left? How could you be left old if the God is new and bringing in a new world, a new people? He must make all, didn't say something, didn't say 99%. He makes all things new.
Right.
So how do you do that with a people? You have to start with their what? Brains, with their mind.
Exactly.
You have to influence it to change.
Right.
And when you began to influence it to change, really, then you are utilizing a science that is manipulating and influencing this brain to make the changes you are willing in your whole being.
Mm-hmm.
In every one of your cells, they are changing. That's why the scriptures say a new creature, not an old creature. A new man, not
new
an old man.
Yeah. Right.
This, I'm saying, is not difficult to see once you understand certain sciences like I'm talking about. It's not difficult to see once you understand the way your brain works in relation to the environment in which it's in. This is not difficult, but we just don't study science. We don't study it. We don't study ourselves. You ask how many could just tell you really the basics, where your heart is located, where your spleen is located, where your stomach is located. Not getting very technical, but like where more sophisticated things are in place.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tell you because they don't study that. You just can't get away nowadays with being ignorant. It is not going to get you where you want to be. This is why the God says, so teaches the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that only the best, the mightiest, and the wisest could represent him.
That's
how you going to become the best? How you going to become the wisest?
Right.
How you going to become the mighty? And you're still looking for a job. You're still waiting on a stimulus check. How you going to do that?
This is one of the reasons,
I know a lot of people don't like this, and I really don't care. We must study the teachings that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad brought to us that he faith and we believe came from Almighty God, Allah himself. I can't find nothing better than to study that. And in studying those teachers, they will lead you to all kinds of knowledge. You will grow in understanding of that knowledge.
That's right.
And you will be able to utilize that knowledge to create for yourself whatever you so will.
Right.
That's how it works.
That's right.
You looking for somebody else to come? Ain't nobody else coming.
You got a long wait.
Are you going to sit up home and wait for the Spirit God to bring you food, to pay your mortgage, to pay your car note, to feed your family? Will the Spirit God do that for you? You can't even see him.
Yeah, you can't even see it. But Spirit can be used as a tool.
And I'm not mocking. I'm not mocking.
Yeah, you can be used as a tool.
I'm saying, brother, we have to deal with these kinds of realities. And being out in the street and protesting is not going to get it. What are you protesting? One thing. We are seeing our children, our women, our babies, our old folks, we are seeing them every day being slaughtered, and we taking pictures of it. We running videos of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we saying, look at here. And can we get this in court? Look at us. There's something wrong with the people who think like that. Who run the court?
Mm-hmm.
Who is head of jurisprudence in this country?
Right.
And you're talking about going to the courts to get justice. Why haven't you received justice over the period of time that you've been here to even justify you going and asking it from the people who took it from you? What is wrong with us? We're still asking for freedom and rights. Who are you asking them from?
Exactly.
You're still a slave is what you say. This is what slaves do. Not
free people. That's right.
And definitely not people who have supreme wisdom, who know that they got two hands.
Yeah.
Two hands.
That's right.
That's my brother,
we're going to take a call. We're going to take a call. Hold on, brother. I'll get back with you. Because this call has been holding on for a while. Area code 832-606. You have a question or comment?
Is that me?
Oh, yes,
brother,
sir.
Mitchell.
This is Brother Mitchell? Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Big brother, you doing it, man. Yes, sir. It is true. The messenger did not teach that God is a spirit. He taught that God is a man.
Right.
And always has been and always will be. That spirit stuff came from the enemy, the devil. And it's stated in the message to the black man that when we lost the knowledge of ourselves, the knowledge of God, then we begin to make up our own idea of what and who what God is.
Teach the truth, brother.
So therefore, a messenger had to come that's from the real God to teach you the truth of the real God.
Right.
That teach God is a reality. This spirit thing, spirit, you know, it's a life principle that is in man. Originally, it's regarded as inherited in the breath.
Right.
The messenger's talk. Or as infused by the, it's the same as soul. It's the thinking, motivating, feeling part of man. That's already within us. As distinguished from the body.
Right.
You know. But God is a man. I brought out some stuff in myself. I was in a position that I was saying only God could get me up out of it. And I was telling Brother Ewell, man, I'm in situation that only God could get me out of. I couldn't think of how to get out of it. I was in a situation.
Yes, sir.
But I settled down, said a prayer, went to work, and it just happened from it. I got the money together. I was consistent.
Yes, sir.
I was consistent. I got after it, put my mind together and got after it, went to work.
Things
happened for me. And before I knew it, I had all that I needed.
Yes,
but
sir.
I didn't sit.
Yes, sir.
And pound her.
And that's
and
the thing, like you say, you didn't sit. Yes, sir.
No, I got
yes, sir.
Up, did a prayer, the refuge prayer, I said over and over, and I got up and went to work and went out there. And got into my business and put it together, man,
yes, sir.
And was consistent. And I like getting mad, because getting mad can be used as a motivating factor. When you get
right.
mad, you make things happen.
Right.
You know, get mad.
Right.
You know, you get mad and you go after it, man, and you get focused and you go after it and you make things happen. So it's a good motivating factor, getting mad. You know, it could be used for a positive. You
okay,
know,
good,
as long as it's,
good.
Ready.
Good. Yes, sir.
And then humming.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, you know, all that is within us, the spirit, all of that is within us. Motivating.
Right.
The motivating
right.
part of man, you know, is that to come up with an answer to survive another day when there's no other options and you can't see no way out, yet you come up with something and you go to work and you get yourself out of the situation.
Yes,
you know.
Sir. Thank you,
and
brother, Mr. Yes, sir. Thank you for that, brother. Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes
sir.
And that's the reason why I want to interject about spirit into the conversation, because from my aspect of looking at it, I see spirit more of being a tool more than anything. Because every time you hear, I know they refer to Minister Farrakhan, right, as the spirit of truth. Well, what do spirit do? It moves, right? It moves you. It ain't that we looking for nothing hocus pocus, but what is your inner drive? And if we're talking about force and power, then spirit could be used as a tool. Would you agree?
Well, the arch-deceiving devil has deceived them in the spirit.
Right.
And,
yeah. But there was a force, wasn't it?
Yeah, the force and power is within you.
Mm-hmm. And
within
whenever
you
channel
and
that force and power, yeah.
You got to bring it out, though. It's you that
exactly.
gotta bring
you got
it out.
To bring it out. Right.
You got to know how to bring it out. You got to know the object of bringing it out. It's all within you
right.
to bring it out.
Right.
And you
right.
bring it out and you make something happen. But it's in you, though.
Right.
It ain't out in space. It ain't nowhere else. It's in you. And you
that's right.
are responsible.
That's
you
right.
You got to bring it out.
That's right.
Good thing.
Yes,
and
sir. That's right.
A lot of people don't know how to bring it out because they've been deceived
Ooh,
by the arch
teach,
and death.
Teach, brother. Teach.
He deceived them in spirit and
yes,
soul
sir.
And energy. You say, it's been said, rather, that energy is neither created nor destroyed.
Yes.
You know. But we
yes.
have, we possess energy within ourselves.
Come on.
Teach.
Come on.
Teach,
come on. We
energy
definitely
is,
produce our own energy. Go ahead.
That's right.
The energy is in us already. It's already in us already.
That's right.
And it's the ability to
That's
make
right.
something happen. It's in us already. We just got to
That's right.
Be a part of it and bring it out and use it for our
That's
benefit.
Right.
But it's in us.
That's right,
right.
Brother Vincent, you want to say something, brother?
Well, actually,
you want to add something?
Yeah, I just had a question, brother.
Yes, sir.
Through our moaning and our groaning, did we call Master Farah Muhammad to ourselves, and do we create our own reality?
I like that question. Anybody want to add to it before I say something?
Of course,
go ahead.
Of course,
no, because I like what he just said. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
What?
Is he saying that I'm asking?
Is the brother asking, and I'm moanings and groanings? Did we bring Master Farah Muhammad to us?
Yes, sir. Through the pain of injustice, slavery, that we called, that he was the answer to our freedom, our justice, to bring that supreme wisdom of knowledge to free us. Well, we were looking for a way to get out from up under the oppression.
I can tell you what the messengers teach regarding that. The messengers say, we produce for ourselves always what we need. We produce it. Be you conscious of it or not, we produce for ourselves what we need. Master Farah Muhammad, is written that he would come and do what he's doing. So
right.
He was already foreseen. He was already foreseen by the ones who write history or Quran. So in their seeing him coming, they saw a little of what he was going to do. And that was only for a period remaining in the 25,000-year cycle of our history, because we write history or Quran to equal our own home circumference, which is the planet Earth, approximately 25,000 miles in circumference. So he is the finishing of the 10,000-year period, ending the 25,000-year cycle. That's why the scientists who saw him couldn't see past 10,000 years. They had no knowledge. No knowledge of what this God was going to do. They only knew he was like no other they had ever seen. So they could only see up to 10,000 years, of which we were taught that the light of him, meaning the wisdom of him, became so illuminated, so bright, that they were blinded to be able to see anywhere past him. I hope that explains what you asked. We produce the God.
Yes, sir.
And when
right.
I say we produce the God, I'm talking about the black family, the human
right.
family of the planet. He comes from us, and he always has. He always has.
Right.
So the messenger, I want to say one other thing to clear something up. The messenger said, we have no idea how long we've been here. We have no idea. there was no history recorded then. So there is nothing to tell us how long we've been here. This is why it is said and accepted we have no birth record, no beginning or ending. Nothing. Time itself wasn't even recorded during that particular period of which we brought ourselves from. So we could go on with that. The messenger taught us well. He taught us very well. We have no doubt, none, not even an atom's weight, that he, the most
brother? Hello?
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm here. I just had a moment.
Thank you, brother.
We have absolutely no doubt, not even an atom's weight, that he, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, is indeed the last and greatest messenger of Almighty God, Allah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother, for that answer.
Yes, sir. And definitely, man, I go show you, man, how minds think alike, because that's exactly what I was going to talk about on that 25,000-year writing of history. And, brother, I don't even need to even explain, even go into that, because brother did exactly what I was getting ready to say. I think you had you brought up a second part to your question, though. You said, do we create our own reality? Is that what you said, Brother Vincent? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I would say.
The way brother explained it, I would say yes. I would definitely say yes. Well, right now, You just keep in mind that the scientists could not see beyond Master Farad Muhammad. So what is happening right now? Our lives right now, and by us coupling with the mind of Master Farad Muhammad, man, we are writing the reality of future time right now as we live right now through a lot of the wisdom that we are even sharing today is actually producing a reality for future generations. So this is why this is a very important time that we live in. Like brother been saying, man, can you imagine this whole thing is being restructured? Everything is being rebuilt from the mind of that one that we're studying from. All of it is. It's deep, brother. I love it. Brother, you want to – well, hold on, brother. We have another caller. Right quick, let me get this other caller in, and then I'll let you respond, brother, Wally. Assalamu alaikum. Call us 713-8870. You have a question or a comment today?
No. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am. How are you?
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. I am just enjoying it as I always do on Sundays. Brother Wally is handling it like he normally does, so I'm good. Assalamu
right.
alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Yeah, because it what ended up happening, it threw you into the mix, and then what did it say? It say holding time. So I was looking at the holding time. So, all right, thank you for listening, sister. Peace.
Always.
The Quran teaches us that Allah is the only reality.
Yes, sir.
That's a pretty deep thought to grasp. Allah is the only reality.
Right.
So what else? That, I mean, I want to say in regards to we write everything, brother. Nothing happens without the God's permission. Nothing.
Right, right.
That's nothing. He is the only reality.
Right.
I want to say this about vision. I don't know if I said this before. The only place you can see is between the two extremes.
Right. You have shared that.
That is the only place you have vision is between the two extremes. That's where all shape and form is created.
Right.
Or revealed. I said created or revealed. Check it out. See if you can.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Imagine. You can imagine. You can do that. But whenever you imagine, what do you see?
Right.
You see light. Don't you? You see light.
Oh, yeah.
The light is what you give shape and form to in the backdrop of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So things are what? Born, things grow,
right?
Things are generated, and things dissipate.
Right.
Just check the science. But nothing is lost. At one time, we had the power to do this with our minds.
Right.
How do you think? Look at us as individuals. Look at us. Look at yourself in the mirror, brother. Let's see if we can get to that. Look at us in the mirror. Look
mm-hmm.
at the sun. Look at how hot that big sun is. Look at the energy that
right.
sun generated. Did it create itself?
No.
How did we do that? Well, see, these things will come to you again, be it the will of Allah. These things will
That's
come
right.
to you again. They won't seem so far-fetched, so unimaginable. Right now, you don't have the things necessary to formulate that imagination or image, should I say. That's at the base
mm-hmm.
of it. Brother,
mm-hmm.
we use light. Listen to me. We use light and we use darkness to give shape to whatever we imagine and bring it forth.
Right.
And I'm going to leave that alone right there because we want to stay within the subject.
Yeah.
All that I know that has benefited me has come from that which I've learned from my teacher, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful to say I'm grateful to Allah to be able to say, I belong to him. God, allow me to be able to say it. But I pray, Allah, that I'm always able to say it, think it, and be it until the time which my body dissipates back to the soil from which it belongs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
That's my testimony.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. All right. And I mean, that, what a beautiful saying, because it is true. True. And especially when you study in metaphysics, it speaks about that man, we don't have the ability to create it speaks about man as having the ability to create mentally. And like brothers say, man, you put those images in your mind. Try it. Because for the most part, a lot of things that we have, even produced out in the world, it all starts from out of the darkness of the mind. Everything that you look at right now came from out of the darkness of the mind. Powerful, bro. Very powerful, bro. Brother, let's see. Y'all, we down to our last, 6 minutes of the program. I'm gonna try this next caller. Hopefully, if you can get in. Let's see. Hey, area code 713-962. You have a question or a comment today, or are you just listening in?
Assalamu alaikum.
How are you, sister?
Just fine, brother. It's a wonderful, wonderful show, and I hear Brother Wali, and the main takeaway I get is to study, study, study.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we definitely need to do that, don't we? Because the timing, I tell you, the time is really, really rolling in. The new kingdom is already in existence. I don't know why folks speak as though it's in the past. You know, it's to come. Rather, speak like it's to come. No, you're already actually in it, in the reality of it right now with the coming of Master Farah Muhammad. But thank you, sister, for listening to the show. And close the mic. I think we have one more. No, we don't. All right, brothers. As I was saying at the beginning, we're getting ready to have a network. We're beginning the network. We're in our earlier stages of beginning the Kung Fighter Kung network. We're going to have scientists. I intend to kind of also talk to some lawyers to come on and share their knowledge. But I think I'm going to be drawing mainly strictly from out of the nation. We're going to have other guests, but I want the people to hear from those who are taking and living these teachings from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad through Master Farah Muhammad, and to just show the world the different aspects of the life of the people within the Nation of Islam. A lot of people don't even know, man, that they just think we just walking robots around here, Brother Wiley. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Brother Vincent, you know what I'm saying? They don't realize just how deep we go. Man,
right.
we have scientists, we have doctors, we have lawyers, you have people that deal with real estate, you know, land acquisition, all this is within the Nation of Islam. And the beauty of it is that when you hear from most of the people that's within the nation, in whatever field of endeavor they're in, it's like the world is saying that, man, where are they getting all this new type of expressions on what we already been teaching and learning of? It's because you got a new God on the scene.
That's it, brother D.
Man, have y'all noticed something about within also within the nation is how the names of the attributes are being rechanged and spelled differently, isn't it? like for example, my brother Wiley name. Now I didn't see Wali, right? Wiley.
Yeah.
That's old tense.
Yeah.
That's old tense. Present tense is more intensified. So now he spelled his name Waalee. More intense. Look at the word, look at the name, my name, Jabril. Well, old tense, Jabril. The spelling of my name is Jibril. You know, it's a new thing. It's a new reality here now. Now, let's see. Oh, boy, we down to 1 minute, y'all. No, yeah, we got about 50 more seconds. but Brother Vincent, since you just came on with us today, anything you like to say in closing, sir?
Well, actually, I really appreciate this opportunity. I appreciate the wisdom and knowledge that was shared. I was like, I'm a student. I'm learning, you know, and I got a lot to continue to learn. I'm learning every day, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. We all do. We never stop that learning.
Yes,
learning, come
yes,
on, with the man that we're representing and the God that's actually fueling our minds today. Man, don't we all know? And this is no hocus pocus saying, but Master Farad Muhammad's mind is already in existence 1 million years into the future. So if his mind exists 1 million years into the future, then what is that saying about us who is learning and expressing from out of his mind? We are existing also in the future. Thank you all so much. What a wonderful afternoon.
Yes,
that we had. Really enjoyed it. And brother, you know, We hope to have you back.
Yes,
and we want to also come to your program too and bring our audience over there to your program too. So I will say, greet everybody with green words, peace out.
Yes, sir.